Blog Talk Radio.
I'm talking about Motown Maurice right down here in the state of Florida.
And we've got Motown Maurice of the Motown Maurice Show.
I'm going to introduce you to Motown Maurice.
We have special, special, special guest, Motown Maurice.
Motown Maurice.
Speaking of crazy, we have Motown Maurice,
a man who is trying to put Tampa on the map for late night television.
He is not the next Arsenio Hall. He is the first Motown Maurice.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to experience Motown Maurice,
you have to understand he is very persistent.
And now he has transitioned
from Tampa to Los Angeles, California.
He's now in Los Angeles.
Continuing his pursuit of the quest of a late night talk show host.
Keep an eye on Motown.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on that gentleman. One day this man is going to be the new face of late night.
Motown, we love you.
Motown Maurice, are you on the line?
And now, your host, Motown Maurice.
Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. I want to talk to you all for a second. Of course, this is the Motown Maurice Hustle and Shuffle, and it's a talk show, so we got to talk to each other. But less than 24 hours ago, the original guest for today's show canceled without much notice. And as you know, cancellations are not very encouraging. But I'd like to tell you about the history of this show. This show started actually on April 21st, 2011. I remember I'm within the first few months of me being in L.A., and people always got the impression that I had an actual late-night talk show right now, and it became extremely frustrated. And around April, someone had their publicist sent me an email to be a guest on my show, and I was distraught about that. I totally was disassembled. But I took that moment, and I remember going to the bathroom, and I sat on the toilet, and I thought about it for a second. I said, if they want a show, I'll give them a show. And that's how this show was born. I decided to make my own Blog Talk radio show. In Tampa, Florida, I knew of it. I was familiar with it, but it wasn't particularly attracted to me. But now that I am in L.A., I realize the value of it to have my own Blog Talk radio show. You got to understand, for a long period of time, I've been hosting shows in front of a live audience in Tampa, Florida. So coming here and to consider doing a show online on radio is not something that I always enjoy, but to consider doing a show, I looked at it as a downgrade. But in April, I said, you know what, I'm going to embrace it. So around April, throughout the next few months, I was doing 1 to 3 shows per month. But then October came around, and I interviewed a young lady named Nubia Rahim, and I remember distinctly after the interview, I got on the line with her, as I always call my guests after the show, and she was so excited, but to me it was kind of odd, because you're not supposed to be excited about a Blog Talk radio show, you're supposed to be excited about an experience, about coming to a studio, and then it hit me. Then I started doing shows every day. I'm talking about since October 26th, I've been interviewing one guest per show. And up to date, I've interviewed a total of 49 guests. And within those 49 guests, until today, no one has canceled. No one. I've even done shows in Florida, many shows in front of a live audience, and different types of shows. And no one has canceled. But you know what? The show must go on. So I'm going to approach this show a little bit different. Yes, yes, yes. The interviewer for the day is the boss. Now, for those of you who has been following my blog diligently, you've interacted with the boss, or you've heard about the boss for the first time on October 19, 2010. Yes, when he interviewed Motown Maurice. If you want to know who the boss is critical. The boss is tough. The boss is me. And my guest for today is not even a person who considers himself to be human. He is the future of late night television. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for the one and only future of late night himself, Motown Maurice. Well, yes, this is the boss speaking. Motown, how do you feel today? No, I feel good. I feel great. You know, I'm not the type of person that always responds upon feeling. I'm learning to understand my feelings. I don't really operate my feelings very well. I don't use them much at all. But overall, I feel good. I'm positive. I'm overcoming this little hump in the road here. So I'm just ready to get this interview going. Thanks, Mr. Boss. The Boss, it's been a long time since we've interacted. The last interview we had on October 19, 2010 was great. I'm ready to have a great interview with you again now. Excellent, Motown. Excellent. So 2011 is about to come to an end. And I want to know, how has this year been for you? Have you learned a lot from this year? What have you learned from 2011? And please express yourself. Well, thank you, the Boss. That is a good question. 2011. Wow, I celebrated my one-year anniversary in 2011. Can we have a round of applause for that, Mr. The Boss? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I've been through so many different experiences, it's really hard to start. You know, of course, I arrived in 2010. I've been here a total of a year and 3 months. But 2011 is the bulk of my first big chapter of my quest. Yes, yes. 2011. Wow. I've learned to embrace having fun. I've learned to start celebrating and celebrate my accomplishments. I've never really done that before, and I must admit that I've always been a workaholic, working machine, robotic towards what I do, but I've learned to take the time out to just, you know, drink a Slurpee, I'll go to the movies more often. You know, those things have really helped me along the way. More than ever, I think what I have learned, a lot of it has been reinforcements of what I've already know. But I've also learned that I am a very powerful person. And I say that because I think one of the highlights of 2011 has been on the year mark of arrival. And I started to gain my powers back immediately after September 19, 2011. I started to feel this surge of energy. And I realized that my first year in L.A. has been an observation period. I've been observing everything that's been going on, taking in and understanding the language of Hollywood. But now, upon that year mark, I started to gain the powers that I've always had. I started to create, and creation is where my strengths are at, and I really feel good about that, and that's what I've learned the most. I mean, I have created at a very low resourceful level in Hollywood, and I've made some things happen, and I'm in a good place, and I'm in a good place right now. Well, Motown, tell me about where you are now compared to where you were this time last year. Can you give a comparison there? Now, thank you, Mr. Boss. That's a good question. I recall a few people asking me, you know, how am I doing? And I said, you know what? This time last year, I was being considered for three big projects that could have possibly changed my life. For those of you who have been following my blog or talked to me, the three projects were three projects in which I called the big three. One was Expedition Impossible, a reality show that I was being considered for with two of my friends, Marissa Hammonds and Kimberly Webb. The other one was a dating show called Battle of the Sexes, and another one was a documentary feature called Second Chance. And I remember at the time I was excited about all three of those opportunities. Mostly excited about Expedition Impossible because there was good money involved, and I knew that one of them would possibly change the course of my quest in my life. And none of them went in my direction at all. None of them opened up any doors for me. None of them flourished. Nothing. So yeah, it was a little disappointing, but I kept my head up and I kept moving. So moving forward exactly a year now, I have the current three. Yes. The current three, some that I've talked to with some, I've talked about it with some, and others I haven't. The current three, one is all over my blog, is the Doritos contest, where I am being considered myself and my previous roommate, Ray Wynn Bailey, we put some commercials together. And that whole situation was extremely dynamic on how it happened, the timing, and we're very proud of the five Doritos commercials we put together. Then there's also The Amazing Race. Ray Wynn and I put together an audition video for another reality show. And then there's the consideration and advancement of me being a part of the remake of In Living Color. Yes, I haven't shared that with everybody, but if you're on my blog, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I'm in the conversation. That's a really good thing. I'm in the conversation of being considered for one of the most groundbreaking shows in the history of television, In Living Color, and they're remaking it. And if I can just expound a little bit more on that, I've done my research within the past couple of days. I'm in Tampa right now, and I'm happy to be in Tampa. And yeah, I liked In Living Color back in the days, but just understanding how impactful In Living Color was and the careers that it made for people, it was a career-making career. It opened up doors. It was a career maker. So it's like, wow, I'm being considered for the show. So that's powerful, and I'm very thankful to be in the conversation. So as you can see, my current three that I'm being considered for right now was much better than my last three. So that is something to applaud. So I don't know if you have a way to get everybody to applaud, Mr. Boss. Okay, thank you. That is something to be applause for. You know, when you think that sometimes in life you think that what's in front of you is the best thing for you, but it actually isn't. And if you keep moving forward, then God, the universe, will send the best thing for you. You know, I accomplished what I had to accomplish a year ago, and I gave my all. And those doors didn't open. And look, a year later, I got three bigger things that I'm being considered for that totally, totally overshadows those three things from last year. So, I'm just thankful for that, and I'm blessed. Well, Mr. Motown Maurice, I want to talk to you about some of the struggles that you've been through within this past year, and can you expound upon them? You know, yeah, they're struggles, but I look at them more as tests. I look at them as adversities. You know, there was a section on my blog at one point in time I called fears, it was titled Fears and Something Else, Fears and Worries and Weaknesses, something like that was the title of the section of my blog. And I realized, you know, I don't really have any fears. I have adversities, and any quester, anyone who is trying to accomplish something big is going to have adversities. So, which is completely why I look at these things as just adversities and tests, and I'm happy to overcome them. So, you know, I've been through a lot of transitions within the past year. My first roommate, which I stayed with for 9 months, she never told me it was time to leave, but I know when it's time. So that was a transition period. I call it my rolling stone period. So I lived in a community housing for like 2 weeks. And then I slept on the floor of a theater for a little while. That's something that nobody really knows. I even slept in a motel. These are just little things, and it gets on. There's more challenges that I won't even mention right now. But but it's just a blessing how these challenges have come to pass. But then I stuck through it, and I've advanced through the challenges. I've overcome the challenges, and that's just sticking through it. And maintaining the energy of invincibility. I feel indomitable when it comes to achieving what I want to achieve. So yeah, these little challenges or adversities has been nothing. I've always smiled, and I've never let it completely bother me. I've never let it exhaust me. You know, when I had no money, you know, EBT and food stamps came around, and I must say that food stamps, my EBT card, is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. Man, now that I think about it, I'm in Tampa right now, and I totally forgot I could use my EBT card here in Tampa. But while I've been in LA, man, you know, having an EBT card has been great. This government-funded program called the GR has allowed me to stay in a motel for a while. So yeah, these are just little things that I just jump over. And the funniest thing about when I embrace these challenges, when I realize I don't have somewhere to stay, I won't have a home to stay in, or I realize I ain't going to have no money or anything like that, guess what's the first thing that comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind? The first thing that comes to mind whenever I'm embraced with a challenge is, how am I going to write about it on my blog? I think that's the funniest thing, because I don't let anything bother me. All I think about is, how am I going to document it? Am I going to make a video? Am I going to write? Am I going to take pictures? And that's really it. That's the truth of the matter. And speaking of my blog, I love my blog. I think it's one of my greatest creations, because it just allows me to really express myself. It allows me to look back and see the person that I was and see myself evolve. And it allows me to provide closure on everything that I'm doing, because if you're not closing out a chapter, then you're living with that baggage. You ever been in a relationship and something went wrong? The person that you were with left you, and you're like, okay, he can leave me. However, I need to understand why you're leaving me. And that's the whole gist of this blog. I have provided closure for myself by writing and expressing myself, you know, and understanding why I didn't get the audition, understanding why I didn't get the part, understanding why I am homeless and I'm living in a community shelter. So, you know, I love my blog. It's one of the best things that's ever happened to me, and I overcome everything, you know, as it comes. So it's a great thing. We're going to keep this party going. You have any questions, Mr. Boss?
Well, you are listening to Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle, and the format of the show is a call-in show, and it seems as though we have a caller right now. So, yes, you are listening to Mr. Boss, and I have the one and only Motown Maurice on the line, and we're going to take a caller from area code 562 right now. What's your question or comment for Motown Maurice? And please state your name. Thank you. 562, you're on the line right now.
My name is Sunshine. Motown, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine, Sunshine. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I have been ridiculously busy, and I realized it was late, but I just got in here in time to turn on your show, and the first thing I heard you say was something about you're homeless. Did you say you're homeless?
I've been homeless in the past. You know, right now I'm in Tampa, Florida, living a good life.
Over here to Long Beach and come stay with me and Greg if you're homeless. I want to hear that you are homeless, okay?
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, like I said, I've had transitional periods, you know, within the past year, but I've never fell on my face. Everything has been a blessing. I've always come up from it. In many ways that I never even thought that I'll recover from the situation. So yeah, that's just me recapping on the past year.
But everything is fine with you and you're okay now, right?
Everything is great. Yes, thank
I'm
you.
Just checking. Did you have a good Christmas?
Christmas is great. I'm relaxing myself here in Florida.
Are you really? Who's hosting your show? Who just answered the phone? Oh, is that you doing a split personality thing? It actually sounded like a lower version of you, so I was assuming you were doing that split personality thing that all actors do.
It's Mr. Boss that's doing the interview. I'll introduce you to him another time. His name is Mr. Boss. The Boss.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mr. Boss. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm lovely. Thank you. Oh, gosh, you have a nice, lovely, deep baritone voice.
Thanks.
And you're in Florida?
Thanks. Yes, I'm in Florida.
Out here and sing with Clem Pennington from the Drifters. He'd love the backup. You've got a great deep voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me share that with you. I can do that too, but not quite that low.
Yeah,
but anyway, so I'll go ahead and let you do your show. You just really scared me, Motown. I want to make sure you're okay, okay?
Everything's good.
Oh, you slipped. Take care, Motown.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, that's the wonderful Sunshine. Make sure you check out my show. I'll be in. Sunshine will be a guest on Motown Maurice's Hustle and Shuffle on this Thursday. So that's an exciting thing. This is Mr. Boss. There is a caller on the line. Please be patient. I want to ask Motown another question.
before we move on to the next caller. So, Motown, you know, you're on your quest, and you accomplish a lot, but do you doubt yourself? Do you ever feel as though, you know, you can't accomplish what you're set out to accomplish? Good question, the boss, Mr. Boss. Do I doubt myself? No, I don't doubt myself. I mean, you basically have to learn to be positive as you go along. And disappointment becomes a part of the journey. There are things that I've wanted to accomplish within the past year. And truthfully speaking, at the moment, I wanted it, yes. But as time passed and progressed, I'm very thankful that I didn't get those things. Let me tell you one thing for an example. In July, I was a top five finalist for a Craftsman Screwed contest. Top five. I made it to the top five, and I've come a long way in these contests. I made it to the top five, and I wanted it. I would have been able to go to Chicago for 3 months, possibly win, $100,000. And because I was on that period of, like, you know, homeless, didn't know where I was going to stay, I was like, yo, this is going to be the best thing for me because they was going to be able to provide room and board. I didn't get it. As time passed, I'm so thankful that I didn't go to Chicago, you know, for 3 months working, you know, with tools and wood in the wilderness. You know, seriously speaking, I would have hated that. You know, because why? Because look at the opportunities that are in front of me right now. I mean, I already talked about my current three, and it's much better than what those things were before. So, no, I don't doubt myself. I mean, there are moments when I, let's say, like, right now is a break. It's the Christmas break, and I'm not particularly creating. I'm not, you know, putting together awesome ideas, and I'm not auditioning. So there's, like, idle time. So when there's idle time, sometimes it leaves room for your mind to wander in different places, but spiritually, physically, mentally, I'm positive, and I embrace what is in front of me, because if I don't get what I'm trying to achieve, then there's something better that's going to come later on. And that's literally how it goes every time. There's no other way around it. You stay positive, you move forward, you accomplish, you reinforce your strengths, you develop your powers, and you accomplish, and something will break. And you build off of that. You never get comfortable, because being comfortable is the enemy of the artist, the enemy of the quest. You can't get comfortable. You got to pick up your stuff and you got to go. You got to keep on achieving. So, and that's my answer. So, no, I don't have any doubts. There are moments of idle time because I have an imagination where my mind might wander in different places. But overall, man, I'm invincible, and I embrace whatever is in front of me. So, did that answer your question, Mr. Boss? Yes, yes, good answer. What we're going to do right now, we're going to take another caller. Yes, we're going to take another caller. Sorry about that phone ringing right there. And we're going to take a caller from area code 713. 713, what's your question or your comment for Motown Maurice? And please state your name.
Hi, my name is Sam.
And hey, Sam.
Hey. First of all, I just wanted to say, Mr. Boss, Motown Maurice, that I absolutely love your show. And I'm so glad to be able to get on it and listen to it. You always have an awesome show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question and a comment. Is that okay?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'd just like to say that I think that you are outstanding, and how you say, you're very inspiring, how you say that you're always positive, you keep positive, and no matter what adversities come, you continue to be fearless, and you keep going. I think that's awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I have a question. What is to come in the year of 2012? You might have already said it, but I just want to know or hear it again. What's your next step?
You know, Sam, first of all, thank you very much for your comment. I really, really do appreciate it. And
As far as your question, what's to come in 2012, unfortunately, I'm going to have to give a semi-generic answer. Because really, right now at this moment, it's a moment of patience for me right now, and I really am not sure what 2012 has to answer. I know as a fact that 2012 is going to be so much better than 2011, and that's why I consider this answer to be generic, because I have noted in the patterns of my life, every year is better than the previous. It's always better, and that's what I thrive. That's what keeps me going. I thrive to make every year better. Absolutely. So 2010 was great, but 2011 was even better. And 2012 is going to be better than 2011. I know that as a fact. Right now, at this very moment, on the 27th of December 2011, I am pending for the current three. And I've mentioned some of those three things before, Doritos and Living Color and The Amazing Race. Any of those three things can possibly change my life, the course of my life of 2012 and forever. So it's like right now it's this period where you just kind of have to be patient and you wait and you be positive and you just kind of wait to see what the results are, and then you embrace it, and then you continue on that path. So I really right now do not know what 2012 has in store, but I do know it's going to be 100% better than 2011.
That is awesome. I like how you're very positive.
Well, I mean, you have to be positive. You have to. It's being positive. It takes practice. It takes the principle of repetition to be positive. Because you're positive once doesn't mean you're going to always be positive. And when the adversities and the trials and tribulation comes around, how are you going to handle it? You have to handle it the same way. So you have to be consistent. You have to be repetitive in terms of being positive. And I've learned to embrace anything that comes my way. You know, some of the things that will break people down, it really brings character to you as an individual, to you as an artist or a quester. So, that's really it. And it's situations like this that I'm in right now where you just have no other choice but to be patient. And you know what? I was talking to my cousin's father yesterday, and he was talking about a book, the books that he's working on. And the key thing in terms of his books and accomplishing it that he was mentioning is patience. Patience, it's tough. It's not easy. And when you become impatient and you become irritated, it totally messes up and realigns your energy. So learning to be patient has a lot to do with knowing how to be positive. Because when you're not positive and you're not patient, you're totally unaligned. So it all has to work together. So right now I'm patient. At any time, the phone can ring and I can have an update about the future. And I'm living life for the moment. There's a song by Eminem, live your life for the moment. You better never let it go. You want to get one shot, give you a chance to go. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. I'm gibbering through the words. I plan for the future all the time, but then there are times you have to know how to live life for the moment. So right now I'm living life for the moment. I'm thinking about, the future is not far away, but I'm definitely living life at the moment.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling, Sam. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Take care.
I love your show.
Thank you for loving the show. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Later.
You too.
That was great. That was great. Thanks for allowing that caller to call in, Mr. Boss. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. No problem. Listen, and check this out. The show is going to go off the air for all the viewers who are listening on the internet, online, on a computer. But everybody who's listening through a phone will be just fine. So you can actually call in at 424-258-9375, and you can listen into the remaining of the show, because we're going to go a little bit longer than 30 minutes. Is that all right with you, Motown Maurice? Oh, man, that's cool. That is absolutely cool. Throw the questions at me. You have another question?
Yeah, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but what I do want to ask you is, wow, you know, no, I know what I want to ask you. The question that I want to ask you has to do with your name. You're very particular about your name and how you're referenced and how people say it. You know, explain that to me, because it seems as though some people understand and some people don't. Mr. Boss, I'm really glad that you've brought that up. My name is Motown Maurice. You can't say it in any other order. That's just it. You know, I was born Maurice Geoffroy, but I have been reborn. And that is no longer my name. My name is Motown Maurice. And sometimes it's hard for people to understand and grasp it. And I look at it, actually had a situation on my interview yesterday where there was a technical difficulty, and I wasn't able to be heard. And the guests referenced me in the wrong way. Well, I look at that honestly as an assault. and not a physical assault, but an assault to my brand. Because you can't sit here and say Donald's Mick. No, you got to say McDonald's. You're totally messing up the brand of the company. And my name is my brand. It's who I am. It's my brand. It represents so much. It represents myself, and it represents the quality of my company. So that's why I tend to get a little, you know, irritated, or I tend to try to prep people in advance about understanding the name. Now, some people get it very well, and other people don't. But I do look at it as an assault. And it's all good, you know. There are going to be people that make mistakes from time to time, but the repetitive mistakes is the mistakes that I don't like and that I don't tolerate. But you know, I've embraced it. It doesn't get at one point in time. I think it used to bother me a lot. It doesn't bother me as much now. But the people that are so slow, I'm sorry to say that, slow and don't get it right away, those are the people that I sometimes distance myself, because if I'm around somebody that doesn't respect the brand, I can't be around them, because that's an assault to a brand. That's damage to the brand. And it's as simple as that.
You know, Motown, I understand. I understand. I completely understand your response, and I respect your brand.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You know, I really feel as though we went over everything. Is there anything that you would like to say, Motown?
You know, I do feel as though we have went over everything. Without a doubt, I've addressed, you know, my trials and my tribulations of the periods of homelessness. I've talked about, you know, whether I have doubt or not. You know, Sam asked a good question as far as what 2011 is concerned. That question is a question that I probably would have ended the show with. But I think she asked it at a really, really good time. So right now, if I can repeat what I already said, I'm just in a period of patience, and I'm very thankful. It's hard for me. If anything, I want to end this show by just thanking a few people. And saying thank you is really, really, really hard for me. Why? Because there are so many people that have helped me along the way, and there is no way in the world that I can thank them all. I would be on here forever. It is so hard. It is so hard. So if I'm not saying your name, please forgive me, but it is almost impossible in my eyes to thank everybody. But the few people that I definitely do want to thank that is most recently and if anything continually contributes to my quest. You know, I have to thank my loving mother. Thank you so much, very much, for just being there, for being my biggest fan. I want to thank my sponsor for life, Pamela Y. Robinson, who's like a second mom. I want to thank First Class Talent Agency. I want to thank my first roommate. You know, who my first roommate in L.A. We don't live together right now, but we still stay connected and we still help each other out. I want to thank
Raywin for allowing me to stay with her and accomplishing such great strides with Doritos and Amazing Race since we've been together. I want to thank my recent friend Sam for being a good friend, for being my chauffeur and just, you know, taking me to places and also assisting me with some of these projects, without a doubt. It's very, very helpful. And then I want to thank Marsha Jackson for making this trip to Tampa possible for me, because I don't have money. That's one other thing that I want to mention. So thank you, Marsha Jackson, and thank you to everybody. Thank you very much. You know, it's amazing that I'm surviving. I don't have many bills. I have a storage in Tampa, a storage in L.A., and a phone bill. So, you know, my bills are, you know, just over, what, $300 or less than $300 a month. And I'm very thankful for the food stamps, because I'm spending $200, you know, a month on food. I was getting $200 cash money for being a part of a GR program, but I lost it the beginning of December because I was not able to attend their meeting. And that's been tough. I wasn't able to attend their meeting because I've been creating. I've been making a lot of things happen. So, you know, the fact that I'm not making money, you got to understand, I'm not getting extra work. I'm not even getting cast for anything. So there's no money coming in. And I'm just thankful that my mom, she just somehow knows. I never tell my mom I don't have money, but she's like, she somehow knows when there's money needed. And the amazing stories that keeps me going is remarkable. So I just want to end on that note. My life, my quest is amazing, and I'm very thankful to God and everyone that contributes for keeping it amazing. I am a true adventurer, and that's what makes this quest an adventure. And to either further answer your question, Sam, yeah, I don't know what the future holds. Why? Because it's an adventure. I know what I'm trying to accomplish, but I'm embracing the adventure and the mystery. You know, one should not know too much about his future. Why? Because that can totally, totally mess up the future. It can ruin your present and your future. So I think I'm in a good place, that I've exhausted everything that I had before I left. At one point in time, I wasn't going to come to Tampa, but I realized I need to get away. I need to get away from that environment just for a little bit to regroup and reestablish myself. And whenever I'm in a position where I have to regroup and reestablish myself, I'm in a position where I've exhausted all of my energy, and it's now time to replenish my energy. So with that being said, yeah, I've given all that I had for 2011, which means I don't have any clue what 2012 has, but I do know there's some things pending, and all I can do is be patient. So I'm in a good place. I'm in a good place because I don't know about my future, but I do know it's promising because of my hard work in 2011. Once again, I don't know about my future in 2012, and I do know, what I do know is that it's promising because of my hard work for 2011. And I'm going to end on that note, Mr. Boss. I got nothing else to say. I'm just thankful for this opportunity and this interview. I have 3 more interviews for 2011. I will be returning as the host of the show tomorrow, and I'm really excited. I got a very special guest for my last interview on Friday, and I'm closing out the show for 2011. I'm going to take a break and see what happens for 2012. Why? Because I don't know my future, but I do know it's promising because of my hard work in 2011. Thank you very much, Mr. Boss.
Motown, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show. You were excellent. You were great. And I look forward to another interview, and I look forward to just following you on your endeavors. But I do have a question for you, Motown. You think you have time for one more question?
Yeah, sure, one more question.
Motown, I'm going to be straight up with you. Who is the future of late night television?
Come on, Mr. Boss, you know that, me. Motown Maurice.
Yes,
all right. I'm going to close this one out, Mr. Boss. Thank you for the interview, but this is my show. And you did a good job, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, I have the future of late night television. That was Mr. Boss, the Boss, interviewing me, myself, Motown Maurice, me, myself. And I hope you enjoyed that. I hope I was able to share and provide a true evaluation of 2011. Thank you very much to my callers and my listeners. Thank you to Sunshine and Sam. Thank you very much. You know, sometimes when you have a cancellation or a discouragement, it's kind of hard to motivate that energy. But hey, the show must go on. I said the show must go on. And I'm actually thankful that the cancellation happened, because I was able to express myself in a manner that I never have been able to do before, because I do so much writing. And the video was good, but this is different. This is great. Anyway, check me out on my blog, MotownMaurice.com. That's MotownMaurice.com. And I hope...